Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Right.
At
6:00.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Kelly is definitely the man. All right, so welcome everybody to this post-election edition of the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on Blog Talk Radio. No, it's on Facebook Live and on the radio in various markets across the United States of America and on the web at blogtalkradio.com. First and foremost, let me thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all that he does to see to my well-being and all of yours. Yours truly, Ron Kelly here, political analyst, radio personality, and graduate of the class of 2016 of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, one of the premier radio and television schools in the country. Shout out to my fellow classmates, my fellow graduates who graduated when I did in 2016. So I'm back in the AHA here where I try to attempt on a weekly basis to make sense of a sometimes senseless world. Congratulations to the Aiming High Together team of Jackie Workman, Jocely Castro, and Eric Andrews, who appeared on my show 2 weeks ago, by the way, on their victory in the Plainfield Board of Education elections. Now, I don't think that I'm responsible for their win, but I'd like to think I had a little something to do with it. All right, everybody. So it's day three of the 2020 presidential election between our current president, soon to be out, hopefully, President Donald J. Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. And it's absolutely agonizing for millions of voters all across the country, including myself, that it's taken so long. But what we have to remember is that this is the first time that America has voted this way, and it's all because of the pandemic. So shout out to Ashley Hulon, who's watching the program. Big Facts Shot Disrespectful. Did I say that right? Big Facts Shot Disrespectful watching the program. Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister from way, way back. Good to see you, my sister. Ronald McCready, my fourth grade science class, I believe it was. Mr. DeGenova, school number 9, Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm not going to say how long ago it was. Thank you, my brother. All right, yeah, so remember, this is the first time that America had to vote this way, and it's all because of the pandemic. So it appears that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States of America, and he wasn't the most dynamic candidate, and I definitely get that. And I'm pretty sure that a lion's share of the votes that Biden got were probably anti-Trump votes, but you know what? I'll take it, as I, too, did vote for Joe Biden, and I wasn't as enthusiastic as I would like to have been. But nevertheless, I am happy that Trump hopefully will be a regular citizen in about 90 days or less. So anyway, the Trump supporters are going through the 5 stages of grief as their fearless leader appears to have fallen from his ivory tower. Joe Biden at the moment has 253 electoral votes and needs only 17 electoral votes to win the presidency. Now, currently, he leads in Arizona with and Arizona has 11 electoral votes, and he leads in Nevada as well, a slim lead in both states, with Nevada have 6 electoral votes. So if Biden can hold on to Arizona and Nevada, he'll have 17 electoral votes. That will put him at 270 and he will be the next president of the United States. And Kamala Harris will be the next vice president of the United States. She'll be the first woman ever to be either president or vice president. And she will also be the first minority, first African-American woman to hold that post as well. So the presidential, you know, so this presidential election illustrates how divided the United States of America really is. Now, it isn't even about, well, it's not about class anymore as far as like who has how much money. And it's not necessarily about race, although Trump supporters are overwhelmingly white and for the most part are not college educated and are antithetical to minorities. And I can't, and Trump has made major inroads with blacks and minorities in this election. I'll talk about it a little bit later. For the life of me, I can't understand why. But in America, you have the choice to choose whoever you want to choose. Now, there's a couple of things I'll discuss. I'll try to squeeze it all in this hour. And I'll try to decipher why it is that Trump had so many black and minority voters, blacks and Hispanics particularly, who moved on to him. So I got tons and tons of information behind the scenes. I really dug deep on this as I watched hours and hours and agonizing hours of pre- and post-election broadcasts and did tons of research. So I'll definitely dig deep into the story behind the story of how Joe Biden will possibly be the next president of the United States of America. So in this hour, I will try to squeeze all the information, and not the disinformation and the amateur so-called political analysts and people who don't really pay attention to anything, especially not politics, because it's, you know, relatively boring for most folks. But I'll dig into this and I'll try to figure out, or I'll try to explain to you guys why, you know, this is going on. And, you know, I mean, just the most outrageous nonsense that I'm seeing on Facebook, just, I mean, in other, not necessarily Twitter, because most of the people on Twitter are politically savvy and who understand politics for the most part. But the most outrageous nonsense I'm seeing on Facebook about cheating and all of this stuff. As a matter of fact, President Trump went on the air, did a press conference at 7 o'clock, and all he could talk about was the illegal votes and the cheating. There were no illegal votes as far as we know. There has been no cheating as far as we know. But as I said earlier in my opening, the people who just, the Trump supporters are going through the five stages of grief. You know, anger, denial. They're in denial right now. That's the first stage of grief, denial, because they just can't understand. They're denying by saying that there's been cheating and illegal votes. And you know, as a matter of fact, somebody came on my Facebook page a little bit earlier and said their brother or some relative that they had voted for Biden, but the person died 7 months ago. I'm saying, so, okay, well, let's see the evidence. If there is cheating, let's see the evidence. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, who's watching the program. Alonde Carter, as well, is watching the program. Thank you all for joining me today. So, yeah, so the most outrageous nonsense is being talked about on Facebook primarily, just unsubstantiated garbage that people are saying about what's going on with this election. So national, it's totally unfounded to this point. So I tell you, nationally, Biden has gotten more votes than any presidential candidate in American history. As a matter of fact, he's closing in on 73 million votes to Donald Trump's 69 million votes. That's the nationwide total. So without the Electoral College, Joe Biden would have won the election already, because in the popular vote, he has 73 million record-breaking votes, more than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States of America. So this illustrates why the Electoral College needs to go. So later on, I'll talk about the surprising gains that Trump made with black and Latino voters and why he did so well with those ethnic groups, and why the coronavirus, which is taking a back seat completely, nobody's even talking about it on radio or on television. The coronavirus is taking a back seat, although it reached its highest infection, one day infection totals ever since the virus began. as there were 104 positive tests, 104,000 positive test results in one day. 104,000 test positive test results. And nobody's even talking about it. No, you don't hear nothing and nothing in the media, maybe an honorable mention about the coronavirus, but no one is talking about it. And I will definitely get to that in just a little while right here on the Ron Kelly Show, just about 9 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. So how did the Electoral College get started? Who invented the Electoral College? Well, the founding fathers of the United States of America, the framers of the Constitution, were the ones who invented the Electoral College. Now, it's a college. It's not necessarily a place or a building. It's just called the Electoral College for some reason. Now, every 4 years, American citizens head to the polls to cast their vote for who they want to be the president and vice president of the United States. But they're not voting to elect candidates directly. And not every vote counts in the final tally. Instead, the votes go toward choosing electors that are part of a group called the Electoral College. The number of electors in each state is proportional to how many members of Congress represent the state. So, for example, California has 53 Congress people, so they have 55 electors. Now, each state establishes how their respective electors will be chosen. Now, here's the thing. Now, it would be much simpler just to have a straightforward popular vote, which Joe Biden would have won handily over Trump, who he's closing in on 4 million more votes than Donald Trump has at this point. But the founding fathers were apprehensive about strictly letting the people make such an important decision regarding their government. Really? They saw the potential for a tyranny of the majority, wherein 50% of the population elected an official that 49% wouldn't accept. Now, that's what's going on right now. So you have to keep in mind that at the time of the Constitution, we didn't have a two-party system the way we do now. So it can be easily assumed that citizens would just likely vote for their favorite candidate of their state. So basically, they created the Electoral College because they didn't. Because what would have happened? Let's say if you're running for president from California, you would win because there's most people there. So to avoid that, that's why the founding fathers decided to use the Electoral College rather than just allowing the popular vote to decide who the president would be. So what they're saying is that it's giving too much leverage to the people from bigger states. So so that's why they wouldn't allow the popular vote to decide who would become the president. Because again, if you ran for president and you were running from California, you would probably, it would be assumed that you would win because you're running from the biggest state in the country. So this is why we have a Electoral College. So when we go to the polls to vote and we say we want Biden, we want Trump, we want Hillary, we want whoever, that vote really doesn't count. It doesn't count. I mean, your vote, our votes, the 73 million votes that the United States of America, voters in the United States of America voted for Joe Biden, don't really count, because even though he won the popular vote, even though he had nearly 4 million more votes than Trump, he's not the president. So it seems that when we go to the polls to vote for the candidate of our choice, it's an exercise in futility, because we are not the ones who decide who the president would be. The electors would decide who the president would be. So it's ridiculous. Shout out to Lena Ricks. Shout out to Kay during her York, who's watching the program as well. So yeah, so when you break it down, our votes really don't count, because again, Joe Biden has the majority of the votes, and that's the way it works with every other election in the United States of America. If you're voting for the mayor, the council, you're voting for a governor, a senator, there's no Electoral College. Whoever gets the most votes wins. Now, so this is what the situation is right now. So that's one of the reasons why I, in my humble opinion, should not be in play right now, because again, your vote is not counting, and your vote doesn't count, basically. You know, so whoever wins, whoever gets the most votes in the in a state gets that state's electoral college. So once again, now Donald Trump went on the air just a few minutes ago in a news conference and started spouting the most outrageous nonsense about illegal votes, and you know, and phantom votes, and dead people voting, and people who are not American citizens, but just the most outrageous nonsense. As a matter of fact, it was on MSNBC, and MSNBC, when Trump started talking, they just cut away from it because it was all falsehoods and fantasy and half truths, not even half truths. So anyway, everybody, it's November 5th. The weather is spectacular. We're going to have it for another week or so. Great. Maybe I'll take my motorcycle out for a spin. Who knows? But the weather has been spectacular. So another thing that happened in New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly Show airs from, you know, for my folks who are listening in other parts of the United States of America, the New Jersey voters overwhelmingly voted to legalize weed. So weed heads rejoiced, weed smokers rejoiced. The voters of the state of New Jersey voted overwhelmingly to legalize marijuana. So marijuana will be legalized in the state of New Jersey. Now that doesn't mean you can go outside now and smoke a joint, because you're going to get arrested. It's going to take a little time, maybe even a year or so before it's implemented. But for the moment, shout out to Linda Lombroso. Shout out to Albert Vega, my brother. Incidentally, Albert Vega, Wednesday night. I believe it's Wednesday night. I didn't see Albert Vega last night. But Wednesday, hello, Linda Lombroso was watching the program. I didn't see Albert Vega last night. But ordinarily, it's Albert Vega Wednesday night, spinning the wheels from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on, I believe it's dwildmusicradio.com. Okay, everybody, we'll take a quick break. Once again, shout out to Workman and Joselie Castro and Eric Andrews for their victory in the Plainfield, New Jersey election for the Board of Education. All right, everybody. And yeah, the Ron Kelly Show did have a little bit of something to do with that. Shout out to Assemblywoman, 35th District Assemblywoman, Shavonda Sumter, who was so gracious to spend a little time with us last week after traveling back from Trenton. And she got back and had a great conversation with her. She wasn't running for election, a re-election at this time. But shout out to 35th District Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter, one of the smartest ladies that I know. All right, everybody, we'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. And I'll tell you, on the other side of this break, I'll tell you why Trump made such inroads with black people, which is really, my head is still spinning. Black people. And I'll tell you why the Cuban Americans and Puerto Ricans, too, came out en masse and voted for Donald Trump in Florida. And they're probably one of the biggest reasons why Trump won Florida. So I'll come back with that and a whole lot more. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BirkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BirkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty, yes, indeed. This is Ron Kelly Show. On the web, it's on blogtalkradio.com and in various places terrestrially across the United States of America, including KTAA Radio in Loma Linda, California. Yes, we are on the East Coast, West Coast, rather, and it's only about 4 o'clock there. But yes, the Ron Kelly Show is taking the United States of America by storm. Okay, it's about 38 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are listening to the Ron Kelly Show, heard here and across the country on Blog Talk Radio, heard on the web on blogtalkradio.com and across the country in various stations across the United States of America. Shout out to my radio audience, the most loyal, smartest people on the planet, and sometimes can be quite, sometimes, they let me have it, but, it's all fun, because if you can't, there's no bad publicity. If you heard me, that means that, if you heard me, that means that's a good thing. So Albert Baker is telling me that Facebook blocked it. Wow, they blocked you. Wow. It's probably because of the music, because I don't play I only play a couple seconds of the records, the music that I play, so they don't bother me about that. But so it must have been because of the music that they blocked. Sorry to hear, because I was looking for you last night, my brother Albert Baker, and I couldn't find you. Matter of fact, for the last couple weeks, I haven't seen you on Facebook Live. So I guess we'll just have to look for you on dywildmusicradio.com, hopefully at the same time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So you can look for Albert Vega on dywildmusicradio.com. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and various stations across the United States of America. All right, So Trump made, and I'm just speechless when I think about the black folks who voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump got 26% of non-white votes. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, who's watching the program. Now, Donald Trump this year got 26% of non-white vote, of the non-white vote, 26%. Now, that's the most that a Republican candidate has got. That's the most non-white vote a presidential Republican or Republican presidential candidate has gotten since 1964. 26% of non-white vote that Trump got. And the majority, and there were just unbelievable. Donald Trump last year maybe Facebook is blocking me right now. Everybody just stand by. It'll come back soon, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to keep going with the program. I'm not sure why my connection is, maybe I'm being blocked. I don't know, but I have to continue on for my folks who are watching, who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show all across the country. So Donald Trump got 8% of the black vote, and that's a lot. He got 8% of the black vote. He got 8% of the black vote last time in 2016. This year, he got 12% of the black vote, which I find is it's just unbelievable. Well, I tell you what, I got to go back to break, you know, because I'm having some trouble with my Facebook feed. I don't know why, what's going on. Maybe Facebook is blocking me because I'm talking about political stuff. I don't know. But anyway, for everybody on the radio, I'll take a quick break and I'll come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and across America and on the web. And blog, on the web is blogtalkradio.com and across the United States of America on various radio stations. We'll be right back in just a moment.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Oh, boy. So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, I'm not sure what happened, everybody. I got chopped off. As soon as I started talking about why Trump got the black vote, that's when the speed went out. I'm not sure if that was just somebody did that or what, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, my Facebook feed is good, my Wi-Fi is good. I'm not sure why that happened, but it seems like as soon as I started talking about the black vote and how Donald Trump captured so many black and Latino votes, that's when the system went down. I don't know if I was being blocked. Thank everybody for rejoining me. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, Ronald McCready, Lamont Gates. I'm not sure why you put that on my feed, my brother. I'm not sure. And see, this is something that I was talking about, but I didn't want to alarm people. I might take that off my feed, but this is coming from Big Fat Shot Disrespectful. I'm not sure what that's about. I'm not even sure who that is. I've never seen this person before. But I don't understand why this brother put that on my feed. Now, that was something that I was talking about, but, you know, I didn't want to alarm people and have them thinking that, you know, that we were in any immediate danger, which we are not. Because so far, the only people, there hasn't been any violence perpetrated against voters so far that I have seen. I've been monitoring every news outlet that I can find, especially Associated Press and Reuters, which are not, those are two news organizations that are not partisan. You know, Fox News is Trump, Newsmax is Trump, MSNBC is Trump. I mean, MSNBC is Biden, NBC News is Biden now. CBS has done a pretty good job of keeping themselves out of the fray. But, I don't know where this stuff is coming from, brother, but I haven't seen, as far as I know right now, and I'll get to you, Lamont Gates, in just a moment, but as far as I know, I have not seen any violence being perpetrated against Black folks yet. Now, there's the possibility that it could be, but we don't want to alarm people. I definitely don't want to alarm people. Now, I have talked about white nationalist groups, but I haven't warned anybody to stay away or be vigilant. But, yes, I don't know where that came from, brother. I would appreciate it if you want to call into the program, call in, but don't put anything like that on my Facebook Live feed, please. If you're still listening to the program, I would appreciate it if you would not do that. Shout out to Victor McLean, my brother. And I didn't mean to call you corny or boring, brother. Oh, Lord. You know, because people, you know, because everybody, you know, it seemed like the five face challenge or five look challenge. Everybody jumped all over that. The avatar. Everybody jumped all over that. You know, and people have asked me, like, well, Ron, why don't you, you know, why don't you take part of any of the Facebook nonsense? For what? I don't want to be an avatar. I like the way I look. I don't want to look like something else. And as far as the five look, you can look at me each once a week and you'll see five different looks. Okay, that's how we do it. But anyway, everybody, thank you for following along. Welcome back. I love you, my brother. You're my church brother. I read your posts every day. You know, I know you're praying for me, and I'm definitely praying for you, my brother. And I hope to see you again soon whenever the church comes back into session. All right, everybody, thank you so much for rejoining me. I'm not sure what happened with the Facebook feed. I don't know if I got knocked off. Maybe I ought to just keep quiet and go on with the program because I'm back here on the I'm not even sure where I am. I don't know if I'm on my page or if I'm on my radio show page. I'm not even – here we go. Here we go again. I'm being chopped off again. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on. I see I'm still here. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure what's going on, people. Yeah. Okay, I'm not 100% sure why. I'm seeing that people are still there. I'm not sure why I'm being chopped off. This is the second time that this has happened. It can't be my wireless connection because everything is fine. So I'm not even sure why this is happening. But, Jesus Christ. All right, everybody. Man, I'm not even sure. I guess because I'm talking politics and stuff like that, that I'm being cut off. But that was the second time I got cut off from Facebook. So I'm not even sure why I'm being cut off, everybody. But this is, you know, this is what it is right now. So if you decide to leave, you know, I definitely understand. If you don't want to try to connect with me again, I definitely understand. But I'm being cut off. I don't know if I'm being cut off, but that's the second time that's happened, and that hasn't happened in a very long time, and it never happens twice in one show. So I'm not even sure why that is. So if you want to rejoin me, that's fine. I appreciate it. If not, you know, I definitely understand. Because this show, I can't even post on Facebook because it's been broken up into three different pieces. Okay, so let me get back to there's about 25 minutes left to the program. Okay, so let me get back to why Trump won the highest share of minority voters. Now, Trump, the liberal media portrays Trump as a racist for the most part. And he's attracted, but he has attracted the highest, he's attracted the highest share of minority voters of any Republican presidential candidate since 1960, when John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon. Now, according to the surveys, Trump boosted his share of the black vote to 12% nationwide. Now, that's a 4% jump Shout out to Blaine McKnight, who followed along with me. Thank you, my brother. I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's a technical thing or that I'm being cut off by Facebook. I don't know. I don't want to make any accusations. So I'm just going to go along with the program because I do have a radio audience. Even if I can't do Facebook, I still have a radio audience that I have to present my program to. Okay, so according to the survey conducted by Edison Research, Trump boosted his share of the black vote to 12% nationwide. Now, that's a four-point jump from his support in 2016. So in 2016, Trump got 8% of the vote. 2020, Trump got 12% of the vote. Now, hopefully it won't matter because he's probably going to lose. Like I said, if Joe Biden needs only 17 electoral votes to become the president of the United States. And if he holds on to Arizona's, he has a lead in Arizona. He has a lead in Nevada with a total of 17 electoral votes. If he can hold on to those two states, he will become the president of the United States. Now, nationally, the numbers indicate that Trump got 26% of non-white voters. Now, the funny thing about all of this is that Trump gained amongst Latino and black voters. He lost some white voters. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? See, what Trump did, Nixon, in 1960, received 32% of the non-white vote, but he still lost anyway. So maybe we'll have the same, result here. But Trump has made, what's happening here is that black folks are just getting tired of the Democratic Party. Black folks have been voting for the Democratic Party for 50 years, for the most part, there are a lot of black people who feel like they're not seeing a return on their investment, which is the case. Speaking from the Democrat side point of view, black people have not received much in the way of anything coming from the Democratic Party, And I don't want to say that they're not getting anything, but black folks in their own estimation and they are figuring like, okay, well, if I can't vote for Biden, I'm going to vote for Trump. See, because what happens in the black community, we never present a candidate. We have to pick from the rack. We don't get a candidate that we don't get a custom made candidate. We have to pick from the rack. Whatever's hanging on a rack, that's what we have to pick from. And this year it's Donald Trump and Joe Biden that are hanging on the rack. So since we haven't presented a candidate, not even President Obama 4 years ago, since we can't pick a candidate and groom a candidate for a national election, we have to pick whoever's there. So what's happened is that black folks have just finally gotten tired or getting tired of Democrats. And black folks feel like they're not getting anything for their vote. So what they're doing is they turn to Trump, because they're really biting on what Trump said. Sometime during the election over the last year and a half, Trump did say to black people, "What do you have to lose?" And I think that black folks are probably starting to bite on that and figuring like, "What do they have to lose?" And And black folks are, let me just turn this around a little bit. Yeah, so black folks are biting on that, "What do you have to lose?" They're biting on it, and in a lot of cases, black folks vote. Thank you, Kate Joan. Doing her, York for Paul Milby, Albert Vega, Blaine McKnight, and whoever else is watching the program, who I can't see. So, yeah, so black folks are tired of the Democrats. Tired of the promises, because it seems, now I'm not going to say for as an absolute certainty, but from my observation as someone who follows politics, it seems like, that black folks, I've had a lot of conversations with folks and they said to me that it seems like the Democrats offer, like dangling carrots in front of a horse. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Kate Joy and Hoyo. Thank you, Boo. And it seems like the Democrats offer little trinkets to get the black vote, you know, like welfare and WIC and TRA and some of these things. That, and it's not just black folks that take advantage. Believe me, there's a whole bunch of other minority and some not so minorities who take advantage of these things that the Democrats offer. But per capita, there are probably more black people on per capita, which means, you know, I mean, when I say per capita, I mean like how many people there are total versus how many people that may be on public assistance. And per capita, and because we know there's more white people on welfare than any other ethnic group in America, but there's a lot of them. So per capita, there are more black people on public assistance and SSI and all of these other things, welfare, WIC, blah, 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 TRA. There are more black people on these things per capita, not overall, but per capita than there are any other ethnic group in the United States. And there are people who feel like the Democrats dangle these little things in front of us and we, you know, these things are not meant to elevate us. They're meant to keep us down. That's what folks say. And I talk to a lot of people. And they say that these things that the Democrats offer us are meant to keep us down. So this is probably a part of the reason and the frustration of voting Democratic and not getting anything year after year after year after year. And I think it probably boiled over during the Obama administration because, you know, lots of people believed that when President Obama was elected, that all we would get reparations finally, and oh, you know, our ship has finally come in. And after 8 years, guess what? Your ship still ain't came in. So I think that that's what jolted a lot of black people, jolted a lot of black people's reality, because we always thought that the Democrats were the ones that would take us to the promised land. We always thought that some of us broke both Democratic, and we didn't even really realize why we voted Democratic. But anyway, you know, so President Trump got 12% of the black vote. And so this is why we're going through this stuff right now, because President Trump got 12% of the black vote. He got 14% of Latinos voted for him, because he got 26% of the vote of non-white voters. And that's the highest since Nixon in 1960, even though Nixon still lost. Now 32% of Latino voters said that they voted for Trump, you know, when they were leaving with exit polls. You know, exit polls, when a person leaves the voting booth and they on their way home and somebody stops them outside and asks them who they voted for. So, shout out to Bunny McKnight, says, we were taught to vote Democratic. Absolutely, my brother. Yes, we were, you know, because I can remember as far back as I can remember that we were always, you know, and we kind of just adopted it, because when we were taught to vote Democratic. And I, in my family, we didn't talk politics too much. But, you know, a lot of us become Democrats by attrition. A lot of us become Democrats by attrition, where we came up in the, you know, we were, I guess in a way we were taught, maybe not one-on-one, but we were taught or molded or made to think to vote Democratic. And a lot of us grow up, when we're able to vote, we start voting Democratic, because everybody else was voting Democratic, and Democrats were thought to be the people who had our best interests at heart, which is not really 100% true. Shout out to Miami McKnight for that point. Yeah, we were taught to vote Democrat, but that wasn't necessarily true. And I think black folks are starting to so I'll put it like this. In the same way that a lot of us voted anti-Trump, a lot of black folks and Latinos voted anti-Democrat or anti-Biden. So it kind of went both ways. And people are just tired of being told the same thing, being sold the same bill of goods every year, and nothing happened. And like I said, I think it bubbled over when Donald Trump, when Barack Obama became president of the United States, and we didn't get anything for it. Okay, so Okay, so I was just trying to look to see what was going on with the election because, like I said, my head is about to explode. All right, it's 14 minutes before the hour, everybody. And this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. You know, when I come back, I'll dig in more about why Black people and Hispanic men have voted for Trump. I'm going to dig into that because I did say I did say that I would tell you why some of y'all wouldn't like it. So let me take one last break really quick, and we'll come back with the rest of the show if I don't get cut off or lose my feed or whatever the case may be. I'll be back with more in a couple of seconds right here on The Ron Kelly Show.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty, yes, indeed. That cut needs some production. I need to do some audio editing with that one because it went real. All right, but I know how to do that. That's one of the things I learned at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, how to audit or edit audio. All right, everybody, we are back. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my special playing field friends. I don't want to single anybody out. And the folks in Boulder, Colorado, where the Ron Kelly Show airs, Memphis, Tennessee, Loma Linda, California, and some of the other places where the Ron Kelly Show airs. I don't want to leave y'all out. Don't want to leave y'all out. Thank you for the emails, some good, some bad, but that's okay because in order to say something about me, you had to have heard me. So there's no such thing as bad publicity when it comes to the radio show. So anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. On the web, it's on blogtalkradio.com and all across America, there's various stations, some of them which I just mentioned. And my new people in California, Loma Linda, California, KCAA, three stations along the West Coast. So thank everybody, and I'll be looking to hear from you guys soon, shortly, once I get into the groove of things over there, and maybe even go out there sometime and do a, you know, appearance. Because that's what we do here in the Ron Kelly Show. We will show up for you. All right, everybody, it's 11 minutes before the hour, and it's the Ron Kelly Show. So, you know, see, this thing with right, as far as I know, there's been no winner declared. Nevada is still, they're still counting the votes. And Arizona, they're still counting the votes. So y'all need to, so everybody stop with this nonsense about cheating and all this stuff on Facebook. It makes me want to just explode with this nonsense. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's no proof that anybody's voting who's not supposed to vote. Everything is checked, double checked, triple checked. You know, do you think these people want to go through audits and all kinds of stuff for the next 6 months? No. You know what I'm saying? So stop putting that stuff out there. If you don't have absolute proof of what you're talking about, shut up. All right. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Shout out to Lamont Gates who was watching the program. And I apologize, everybody, for the two breaks in my radio program. I'll tell you the truth. I have no idea what happened, to be honest with you. I have no idea what happened, but the show, Ron Kelly Show, will be on some various outlets. And it's not on YouTube tonight. The Ron Kelly Show is not broadcasting YouTube. I need to buy another computer. I need a new computer because this one is just a couple of years old. And it's funny how you have something that's a couple of years old and it's old. It could be 2 years, 3 years, and now it's old, it's outdated, it's outmoded, it has to go on the shelf. So that's what I need to do. So I'll probably donate this one to somebody. I'll take it to the Salvation Army or whatever. And I need to buy a new desktop. Anyway, so Trump, see, the reason why, especially in the minority, in the Hispanic community, see, Trump appeals to Spanish men, Hispanic men, and aggressive men. Trump appeals to them, aggressive black men and aggressive Hispanic men. You know, because there's an element of our society. There's an element of black men who are aggressive and kick the door in and kick the door down. And yeah, it does, my brother. Shout out to Albert Vega who says it's all good, my brother. Stuff happens and you do lash. Yeah, it does. And I don't understand why they bumped me off, but hey, it's all good. I'm going to keep going. And then again, I love you guys and I appreciate you checking me out every week. And also the folks on the radio. So I had to go on no matter what. But I do make the effort because you guys make the effort to check me out. Okay, so Trump, see, the reason why Trump, and one of the other reasons, not just the Democratic stuff, but Trump appeals to aggressive men, you know, because Trump is the bull in the china shop, knock everything over, says whatever comes out of his mouth, talks to, you know, crap all the time. And see, there are a lot of men who can identify with that, Hispanic men and black men, who, you know, who are aggressive, who, you know, I'm the head of the household and everybody shut the hell up when I'm talking. There are men in our community and in the Hispanic community who are like that. And see, Trump appeals to them. He doesn't care what he says. He flies by the seat of his pants. He says whatever he wants. He curses out whatever he wants. And Latinos, thank you for correcting me, Albert Vega. And Trump appeals to Latinos. He appeals to aggressive Latino men, and he appeals to aggressive black men. He does, because, you know, he's the type of guy that a lot of guys would want to go hang out with, go to the bar, you know, to go hang out with Trump. And there are a lot of Latino men and a lot of black men who identify with Trump, not because of his policies or anything like that. They just like that he kicks the door down and he doesn't take anybody's crap and he says what he wants to say. And there are some African-Americans, some black men and Latino men who voted for Trump for that reason, because Trump is aggressive and he doesn't give a S what he says. He kicks the door down. You see how he treats his wife. That's just not to say that black men and Latino men treat their wives bad, but Trump, again, I don't mean to be so repetitive, but Trump appeals to Latino men, aggressive Latino men, and he appeals to aggressive black men. See, because Trump is not going to be the one. He touches his wife in public. No. Obama, by contrast, would have his arm around his wife all the time. They were always holding hands. They were always showing each other love in public when there were millions of people watching them. That's what they did. But Trump doesn't do that. Trump doesn't even wear his wedding ring. He doesn't wear his wedding ring. He's got a nice-looking wife now. I mean, say what you want to say about her with the new photos and stuff like that, but he's got a nice-looking wife that none of us would kick out of the bed. But Trump, he doesn't show emotion, you know. And see, and that's the thing that we were taught. And I remember growing up as a young man, very, very young, and told that men don't cry, men don't show emotions, men don't, you know, we're the head of the household, we're the leader, no matter whether we got a job or not, you know, we're the man. That's how I was taught growing up. We were the man, you know. I used to hang out at the corner, and all the men of the community would be in the bar, and they would come outside and they would sit outside drinking wine or whatever the thing. And we would go down there. Me and my friends, when I was young, we would go down there on the corner of Mercer Street and Brunswick Street in Jersey City some time ago, which is totally rebuilt now. I don't even know where you're at when you go down there now. And a lot of the men, older men, who are long dead now probably, taught us that men don't cry. Men don't cry. Men don't show emotion. We kick ass, you know, in your face. And that's what Trump is. So besides the with the Latinos and the black men, they're all black men and Latino men who identify with Trump. And I think that's part of the reason why he got as many votes from the Latino and the black community as he did. Victor McLean says, I think 45 is a jackass. Well, so do I. And Linda Lombroso says, some say she's good looking, but her soul is up. That might be true, but she's a nice looking chick to be 50 years old. And I understand she's rich. You know, she has no job. She just walks around all day. And when she went to vote, she had on some Prada outfit that cost like $10,000. And the shoes were probably like $2,000. So she does nothing. But she's a good looking chick. And see, that's one thing you say about Trump. Trump always had good, except for Marla Maples, maybe. Trump always had a nice looking wife. Okay, Albert Vega says his actions are like a dictator. He's in the front and everyone walks behind. Yeah, and that's true. That's true. Now, traditionally speaking, there are the president, when the president is walking with a group of people, the president is supposed to go first. That's traditional, you know. But anyway, so we still got this stuff going. About 3 minutes left of the program, so we still got all this stuff going on. I apologize. These break-offs with Facebook threw me completely off my show prep, and I didn't get to everything I wanted to get to. But, I'll get to it next week. Hopefully, by the time the election is over, Facebook will stop muting people who talk about politics. The election is over. Nobody else is voting now. That's it. It's a wrap. So they can, you know, hopefully they'll stop that and they'll allow us to speak about politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's about 2.5 minutes left of the program. Now, somebody did post a long post on my Facebook thread about press coming from white nationalist militias. Now, I haven't heard that. And guys, you know, I watch a lot of news and I do a lot of research in order to do this program. I haven't heard that. I have not heard any credible threat against minorities coming from white nationalists. I haven't heard that. I don't know if the NAACP said it, which I think the brother referred to NAACP. So right now I don't see anything about that on the NAACP website. So nothing. No, I don't see anything on the NAACP website about threats from white nationalist groups. I don't see anything. Yeah, you be vigilant anyway. You know, we should be vigilant anyway during this time. Shout out to the brother from Minneapolis who called into the show last week to get on me about talk about Trump. Black man, I think his name was Richard, something like that, who called in the show from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We got to get a station out there. Called me from Minneapolis, Minnesota to lambaste me about Donald Trump and why he voted for Donald Trump. And he came up with all these things he wanted to say about Trump. So shout out. But in reference to that, plastic surgery works for everyone. Yeah, well, she must have a hell of a plastic surgeon. Referring to the brother who came onto my Facebook feed and put that big long thing in there, I don't see anything on the NAACP website in regards to any threats, any credible threats coming from any white nationalist group. Now, you should watch your back anyway. No matter where you are, watch your back, because that's what you're supposed to do. But as far as like being wary of white folks, if you weren't worried about them already, I haven't heard any credible threat. Your brother made a reference to NAACP. I just looked on their website a couple seconds ago. I didn't see anything. But anyway, everybody, you know, watch your back anyway. All right, everybody, I'm out of here. Sorry about the breakups with Facebook. And nice to see everybody. See you. This is the Ron Kelly Show next week. So until then, remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.